Hey there, welcome to Contracts and Chaos. My name's Alyssa.
And I'm Brenna, and we're here to tell you that you are not alone in the mayhem of this real estate industry.
We're keeping it real and sharing our stories, strategies, and successes in today's real estate world.
So come join us every Tuesday while we talk Contracts and Chaos.
Okay, on today's episode, we are going to talk about different types of real estate teams. Teams are something that's not super new to real estate, but they're kind of new. They're back 10, 15 years ago, teams were not as huge or as big of a deal as they are now. At least that's what I've been told. I haven't been in the industry.
I think for new agents coming in, I feel like I have a lot of conversations with agents that are in like real estate school and things like that. And they're looking for a team to join because a lot of them are like, oh, I'm going to join a team because I automatically get business.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, that's interesting.
Right.
I've been on a team.
I'm on a team.
We'll get into it, but it was kind of like a hybrid. And then you're on a team.
Right. And my team is a marketing team.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So the ones that I feel like people are like, oh, I'm on a team, and they think of is going to be this first one. And that's like your big team. So that's your mega teams.
Yes.
Side note, we need to come up with a name for these because we're going to start doing a few, because coming into the summertime, like we really need to have like, I don't want to call it a quickie, but you know what I mean? Like, we need to have a name.
A nooner?
A shorty?
We'll figure something out. It'll be something cute and catchy. Anyways.
Side note, we have three different kinds of teams that we are really, really just going to skim over for you today. We've got mega teams and rainmakers, a hybrid, and a marketing team. And hopefully this just kind of for the people who either are on a team or considering looking at a team will give you an idea of what structure it is that you're looking for. Because again, just like anything in this business, the one that you're going to use, the one that connects with your vibe the most, the one that's going to set you up for success is the one that you're going to love, you know?
Yes.
So it's a very personal decision, very personal because there's some that I could never, you know, and I feel like Alyssa's the same way just because of our personalities. Like that's not where we fit.
Right.
So,
and I'll tell
find your fit.
Yes. Find your fit.
Looking for.
And like when I was a baby agent, I had a couple closings under my belt, business I brought in myself. And I remember my BIC at the time was like, you should join this team. And I looked at her and I was like, but I'm bringing in business by myself. Why would I do that? So that brings me to the first one, a mega team or a rainmaker. They are the team, like you said, a lot of new agents migrate to these because they provide you business. They're going to give you 98% of your business through the leads they provide. It's going to be their overflow business. It could be leads they pay for. It could be marketing that they provide for you. But that's where it's going to come from. Yes, you can still bring in your own business. Yes, you can do all those things. But this is going to jumpstart you, in my opinion. But you have to remember, all of that success gets credited towards them in your MLS, not towards you.
Well, in your MLS and for people like the general public, too. Like,
right.
This is the one that you're not building your own personal brand here. We are playing on a team.
Right.
You know, we are going for those massive million-dollar sales over courses of months because these are the teams that close 60, 80, 100 million a year,
right?
Because they have so many people supporting them, pushing through, handling transactions, those kinds of things. But it's not your girl next door, you know, that has different colored branding and things like that. Like, you are playing on a team,
right? Like, you
and they are like,
you will not be Alyssa Courier at Real Broker. You will be such and such a team at Real Broker. The sign will not have your name on it unless you put a rider with your phone number. You will not get to, it will all be the team. So when you walk away from that, if you haven't done a good job of nurturing your clients, which also your ICA might say, sorry, they're ours. You can't talk to them for 2 years after you leave, even if you brought that business in. So read carefully. But they're also going to pay for everything for you. Some teams pay your dues and everything too, depending on how well you're doing, how well the team is doing. But they're going to pay for your photos, your leads, your staging, your signs, your transaction coordinator. they're going to make it smooth and easy. In exchange for that, they're going to take most of your money. I know a team here locally. I think he's his own firm now, or like mini firm within a larger firm. His listing agents get to keep 18%.
Now, out of that 18%, do they have to pay like their brokerage split, or do they keep that 18%?
I don't know exactly, but it's still 18%.
I know, I gotta tell you, because 18%, I would have to have some huge volume numbers to be able to pay my bills at 18%.
When I broke down, I asked the agent, like when I first met her, I was like, hey, do you know what photos and maybe some light staging costs, or your floor plans, or those lock boxes? She's like, no, he just takes care of it. I said, well, let me tell you what I pay. Not
doesn't add
82% to make up the difference. And that opened her eyes. But she was also at a point, this is a great place for a part-time agent to build a lot of business to be able to then walk away from their company.
Or if you're in a career that you love, and there are a lot of people in real estate that are a side hustle, you know, and keeping that 18%. The thing with that, though, is a lot of these teams, it's hard to do. A lot of them don't do part-time agents.
Right. But if you're ready to, like, if you say, I just want to jump, and you need to know you have a safety net and there's going to be a lot of business, this is where you should probably go. Unless for some reason you've worked in like a neighboring business and you know you're going to be, you know, killing it. This is probably where, if you're going to jump from a 9 to 5 and just go in, you probably want to go to a mega team. They're going to give you lots of hands-on training at the beginning. They will be very involved. They will, you'll have daily and weekly interactions. They may not have an in-office requirement, but they'll most likely have things like phone duty, desk duty, whatever you want to call it, that will help you get more leads. So whoever calls the team's phone number that's on their sign, you'll get those calls. Usually, like, it's like a weekly rotation for some teams. So it's like
a lot of the training in the beginning, I was just going to say, is that like these teams run like their own business. So a lot of it is processes, the things that all of them say, all of them follow the same plan and process. Because again, it's just like us as individual real estate agents, we want to be able to replicate our process for our clients. So it's the experience is as close to the same as we can, because each transaction is always different, but the process stays the same.
Right.
So following that for a mega team is huge, because that's a big part of their branding. Like, you've got this system, this process, and these people in place, and they all do the same things. They all know the same information. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Right.
So
yep.
That's a big amount of training, and it's great. Say, when I first, and this, I wasn't on a mega team, but you learn so much information.
Yeah, there is part of me, like, I was bullish and stubborn and said, no, I'm going to figure this out on my own, because I knew I didn't want to give a bunch of a split. There is part of me, though, that's like, maybe I'd be further ahead if I'd done this. But I will never know, and I'm not going backwards to find out. But most agents on these teams only stay 6 months to a few years, because they learn how to do what they're going to do, and then they bounce, and, you know, they know how to get their own business now. They know how to get repeat business from past clients. So there can be potentially a lot of turnover, especially if there's no, like, structure for that split to change as you become more successful. Because if you're not leaning on the team lead as much for their stuff, but they're still taking a large percentage, why are you staying? Right? So those are the mega teams, the rainmakers. Those are a lot of times people you see with giant billboards. But everything is going to go through their name. You will have no identity there. You will be so-and-so on blank, blank team, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, because you can have, like, there is many, 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 many agents that are very successful, have great careers on, it just has to be the right fit for
right.
you. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, I wouldn't love it, But there are so many successful agents that, and obviously successful agents that run those teams as well. But it's just, it's got to be the right fit.
Right. And I think, and I don't want to say this to dog mega teams or rainmakers, but a lot of, and I shouldn't even say that, some of the agents I have met there are the agents who don't want to find their own business. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. If that's not your jam, if you're like, I just want to be fed, I don't want to learn to fish, go to a mega team. Like, they'll try to teach you to fish, but if you're fine with just being fed leads and giving up 80% of your commission, then that's where you should be. And there's nothing wrong with that. The next type of team is a hybrid. And these aren't like official terms, guys. These are just like the types we've encountered. This is one where, like, a lot of times it starts as an independent agent who just has a lot of business. So they bring on a buyer's agent or they bring on a showing assistant, and then it grows because they have too much business to handle on their own. So you get their overflow. Like, you may not get their repeat business, but if they have new leads, new clients, they will hand you some overflow. Now, you can do business sometimes in these. This is why it's kind of a hybrid, under your own name. But if they give you the lead, they may require, like, it all depends. This is one where it's like not as clear cut and dry.
Yeah, so when I was on a team like this, like, I had, it was my name on the sign, but we also had like a team logo that was on everything. So we had like my name, team logo, and your brokerage logo,
right,
on there, because the team is powered by,
right,
Real Broker or KW or whatever the case may be.
Right. And you get some support from that team. Like, you might get specific processes they want you to use, like putting your, you know, listings in this way, or different ways of follow up, or requirements that they want you to do specific things with those clients, like if it's sending them moving boxes, things like that.
Yep, we had a CRM that we put all of our, so the team was able to see like all of your contacts and everything, and see like if you were following up, when you followed up, like what kind of notes you had in there, which was like, that was part of their system that they provided. And say, like you said, like there's a couple of trickle down leads sometimes and things like that. It's a much smaller version, a more intimate version of the mega team. Say a great place to learn,
yeah,
contracts and processes and systems and things like that.
Right. And like you said, the split structure is normally better. Like, it's not as because you're not just being fed, you're bringing in your own business. And they're just giving you a process and a structure to make sure that that goes smoothly, or that you continue to.
And a lot of times, like, they don't pay like your staging, your listings, your, you know, dues, that kind of thing. So even if it is a 25-75 or an 80-20 or something like that, the 80 that you get, then the 80 gets split with your firm for whatever, you know what I mean, your commission structure is with your firm. And then you pay like your own listing pictures, your marketing, like all right, that stuff out of there. So, I mean, we do have expenses for sure. And it's certainly more expensive than being a solo agent. But again, a newer agent going in with that, there's a lot of accountability too, which is great, especially when you're building a business. But the accountability, the knowledge, the support is all great.
Yeah. And they, there tends to be that higher split rate, but that also comes with a higher retention rate. So agents on teams like this aren't going to be leaving in 6 months to 2 years, because it creates more of like a built-in work family. So if you're someone who was in like corporate America and you thrived because you loved that you got to see your coworkers every day and they were your family, and trust me, I've been there. I've been on some great teams outside of real estate that I was bummed when I left. But so they have a higher retention rate. And like you said, it's a perfect place. It's a good place for a new agent. But even if you're, say you've been solo for a while and you're not flying, you're just like surviving, it's a perfect place to like bump you up, because they're going to give you some guidance. They're going to give you some tools or some process you may not have known how to use or even known existed. But if you are like, okay, I need to step up a little bit and I've been struggling on my own and I've got to make this work, A hybrid team is the place, in my opinion, the place for you to go. Marketing team is the last one we're going to cover today. And this is kind of like the style of team I'm on. This is more of like a collaboration family experience. So it's more like we aren't going to have like a weekly meeting. We're not being fed leads. If we are, she's not buying them. It's just, it might be a little bit of overflow, but you're not, don't expect them because that's not what this is for. This is more like you want to meet once a month to collaborate. Or you want, like, for me, I was like, I need a group of people I can trust, like, when I get in situations to ask questions to without having to bother my BIC, because they have experience. So it's like you're getting this really great group chat, you're getting this great interaction, maybe some co-working time. You'll have like you'll get together maybe once a month to go over things, like to collaborate on marketing. The team lead will probably give you some marketing ideas, but you're not required to do them. It's more like, hey, here's what I'm doing. Here's the net, the structure of how to do it. Run. If you want to. If you don't want to run, fine, don't run. A lot of them will do like an annual goal setting experience or like an annual retreat or something like, let's step away for a couple of days and, you know, together as a team for a little bit of fun, but also a little bit of knowledge. My favorite part about this, and this is why I chose the type of team I'm on, you get to keep your own identity. Yes, I am on a team. I am technically a member of the curated group with Real, but you will never see that on any of my marketing. All of my marketing says your homegirl Charlotte. That was my big thing because I had worked for almost 3 years building that brand. People knew it, people recognized it places, and I wasn't willing to give that up to join a team. So you can stay who you are. So like Brenna said in the last one, there isn't my name, the team logo, and the firm logo on my signs. It's my name, my logo, and the firm name on my signs. There's little to no sharing of leads. So, like I said, every once in a while, they may have one that they just, someone may have one that they're too busy to take, but you're not joining this team for the leads. This.
Yeah, I feel like your lead situation is more like a referral. Like, hey, can you do you take this one? You know what I mean? It's not a, hey, this lead is assigned to you. I need you to contact them 5 times in the first day and make sure that you make contact. You know what I
Right.
mean?
Yeah. There's no, you didn't like, hold on. Now, when you get that lead, there might be a higher split, but that's normal because it has come from their marketing. So, yeah, it might be a higher split than normal. In general, these teams have a much smaller split because they're not providing you a ton, and you shouldn't be expecting a ton. They're providing you with collaboration and a little bit of guidance and that group feeling. At our firm, the minimum is 10%. So they have to take a 10% cut. The firm won't allow them to take smaller. So if you want to join that, just know that like they're going to take a little bit off top, but that's what you're getting for a little bit of coaching, a little bit of a collaboration, like that group experience. Still cheaper than hiring a coach most times, depending on your volume. The other great thing is, and this is one that we've relied on heavily in our team this last couple months, is covering for each other during like vacations and medical leave. So, like, my team lead was just stuck in California for a month for an emergency medical situation. And we helped with her showings with things like that while they were gone. My teammate is going on a cruise in June. My team leads are also going to be out of town. And for the record, we are only 5 people on our team. It's 2 couples and me right now. Well, guess which week I'm not going away, which I wasn't planning on, and I don't feel bothered by it. But we just realized last week, like, they're both going to be out of town that week. So I will probably be very busy with showings, which is fine. But that's part of what you rely on. So if, God forbid, you, because we all know what happens, you go on vacation and Billy Bob suddenly wants to see 13 houses on Saturday. You lean on your team to say, hey guys, like, here's where I'm at. Can someone help? Because when they go on vacation and their Billy Bob or Billy Joe wants to see 13 houses on Saturday, then you step up and say, hey, I've got you. You covered for me. We're a team. So it's much looser structure, much smaller split, but also gives you, if you're someone who needs that environment to thrive in, it gives you a little bit of that.
I love that. Sidebar, it's not a team, and this is because I am just a justice independent solo little agent, and I love it. But I love a collaboration. I thrive off of a people environment. I love that. So, and the marketing team is like one of those things. Like there was something to be said about even on the team, like the more hybrid type that I was on, like you said, about being away on vacation, like. When it's just you, yourself, and you,
Right.
it's hard because you go out of town, and it is like, I can't tell you. If I'm like low on business, I'm like, you know what? We should just go to the beach for 2 days
Literally made that
because.
joke. Like, I went to my mom's house to paint this weekend, right? It's only 3 hours away. I was gone and back in 27 hours. All of a sudden, this house had been sitting on the market for 68 days. Everyone wanted to buy it last weekend. And I was
Everyone wanted to
like,
buy it. That's how
I
that
made the joke. I
works.
was like, we need to pick up a painting project every weekend, like out somewhere out of town. We're going out of town every Friday through Saturday afternoon.
That's the best way to do it. So, for me, I have a group of agents, and I don't, none of them at this point are actually even on a team. They were some orphan agents from a team that they'd left, and we started getting coffee on Fridays. And it went from three of us meeting for coffee and just working together on our laptops to the last one we had like nine people at, and everybody comes. We try to have like a topic of discussion, like this is what we're going to talk about, but also like if you want to come and lead generate or just work on paperwork and just like sit with people and work, it's been great. And it's like, you know, we're there for an hour, hour and a half, but I live for that.
Yes.
It's just
And
so nice.
when.
There's no commitment. You know what I mean? If you can't show up, it is what it is. We'll miss you. See you next week. But there's something to be said because there is one that, you know, will go out of town and, hey, can you show this house? Or does anyone want to hold an open house? Like, we are our own little community with no strings attached. So if you're like, oh, missing like that kind of vibe, but not wanting the structure, the commitment of a team, find people in your area and connect with them because, and it doesn't matter. Like a lot of the people that I meet with aren't from the same brokerage. We all work in the same business, though, you know? So we have similar stories, similar experiences, and that's just been a nice way for me to implement some adult conversation outside of talking to my dogs
Yes,
24/7.
my teammate and I, we are friends before we're teammates. We do the same thing, and we actually do it twice a week now. So we start every Monday together, her and I, and every once in a while there's another agent. Like sometimes her husband comes because he's on the team. We have it open to other agents. It's not like a specific event, but we meet at the same coffee shop every Monday, and literally it's just like, hey, where are you this week? What do you need? Okay, I'll be on my laptop here. You'll be on yours there. And if there's something we need to talk about, then we talk about it. But we're just knocking out that beginning of the week work, and it sets the tone for the week. And we started it at our office, but that was a really far drive for both of us. So we found Mondays we're at a coffee shop near her, and then Fridays we do one that we don't advertise it, but we talk about it more. And same thing, like come work with us. We're guaranteeing we'll be at this coffee shop. This time it's closer to my house, 10 to 12 every Friday. If there's a topic you want to talk about, we will. Like some weeks, like a couple weeks ago, we had a really successful agent who has been coming, happened to come and show us like all of his behind the scenes stuff. And it was phenomenal. This week, we've kind of said, hey, like obviously it's still going to be a co-working thing, but if you have questions about the NAR settlement, let's talk. Like, this will be an open, safe space to talk about it and exchange thoughts and ideas. Yeah, for those
It's
orphan
perfect.
agents. And honestly, like, if I were to ever leave my team for some reason, I'm still going to do this. I'm still going to do this with the same people because it sets my tone and gives me that network. Because there might be a time where, I don't want to put this in the universe, but what if something happens that week in June when everyone else in my team's out of town and I suddenly have to go out of town for an emergency? I need that network of people. So, but back to what we were talking about. Those are like three of the most common types of teams. You might find different types. You might find different structures. If you do, let us know because I'd love to hear about it. Like, I honestly would be intrigued to see what else is out there. If you've read Millionaire Real Estate Agent, they're going to tell you to create a mega team. There's nothing wrong with it. Go for it. Like, do it. Maybe that's a book we should cover. Millionaire Real Estate Agent. Because Mabel ate profit first this morning. So,
Oh no.
yeah.
Darn it.
But
Well,
anyway, those are the types of teams we have encountered that we are aware of. And if you have questions, reach out. Until next week.
all right. Until next week, we'll talk to you guys soon. We just finished another episode of Contracts and Chaos, but believe me, the chaos does not stop here. So check out the show notes for our email address and where to follow us on socials, and we will see you next week.